our religious freedoms as our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Former Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace is on the move again. Gentleman Jim has the latest on this story. We want to get this in before the news, but he is on the move again.
Yeah, of course, he left Fox News Sunday after 18 years, decided to go to a platform called CNN Plus. We all know what happened there. It ended 23 days after it was after it began. So he's on the move, as you say. His show still lives on. They're going to be calling it Who's Talking to Chris Wallace? That's going to be moving to the streaming service of HBO. In other words, HBO Max. And the HBO Max is a part of the Warner Media and Discovery's $43 billion merger. So they said, hey, I mean, the guy signed a contract. It was a loser over at CNN. So let's just take it and let's put it over here on this thing called HBO Max. Now, I don't know how many people that's going to attract, but I do know that he's disenchanted a lot of people who do watch Fox News, roughly about, 50% of the people in the country already have a negative opinion of him, and we don't even have to watch him.
Yeah. You know what's interesting, though, about this whole CNN Plus thing is they tried to get you to pay for something you did not want to watch for free, and as a result you've got a situation where people aren't going to pay to see Chris Wallace on HBO Max. They're simply not going to want to do it. All they're doing is probably burning off his contract.
Gotta be.
Stay where you are. Coming up, we'll check on what's going on around the city of Las Vegas with Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman, Ward 2. She's running for re-election. We'll talk with her about what's going on in the city. It's all coming up next on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. After a two-month respite, gas prices reached a new record high on Tuesday. The national average for a gallon of regular gasoline hit $4.37, according to AAA. Brooklyn driver Karen Joseph says it's really gotten expensive to fuel up her SUV.
This is supposed to be like $40. Now it's about $60-something bucks to fill. Yeah. What am I going to do? So now I do more walking and the bus and the train. instead of using the car.
Tuesday's price represents roughly a 20-cent jump from 2 weeks ago and $1.36 a gallon more than this time last year. President Biden's suspension of new oil and gas lease sales goes to court. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
A federal appeals court in New Orleans is hearing arguments about whether the president legally suspended new oil and gas lease sales because of climate change worries. The case has not been tried, but a federal judge blocked the order, saying only Congress could suspend the sales. Federal lawyers say the government has broad power to hold, cancel, or defer lease sales. The president's action is opposed by 13 states. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Elon Musk says he will reverse Twitter's permanent ban of former President Donald Trump if the Tesla CEO follows through with his plan to buy the social media company. Musk, speaking virtually at a Future of the Car summit hosted by the Financial Times, said Twitter's Trump ban was a morally bad decision and foolish in the extreme. He said permanent bans of Twitter accounts should be rare and reserved for accounts that are scams or automated bots. Musk earlier gave his support to a new European Union law aimed at protecting social media users from harmful content after he met with the bloc's single market chief. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 84 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week? No thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada attorney general, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada attorney general. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
It's 204. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Now, with the grass torn out and heavy construction equipment on site, Las Vegas' former Royal Lakes Golf Course is on its way to becoming a sprawling housing tract. Touchstone Living founder Tom McCormick, who acquired the now shuttered course, said that he hopes to start building model homes in the third quarter at the new community called Independence. Located in the eastern Vegas Valley, an area which accounts for just a fraction of the builder's sales in southern Nevada, the project is slated to feature some 1,600-plus homes, as well as parks, pools, and playgrounds. McCormick held a ceremonial groundbreaking on Monday of this week, saying that Independence, along with Vegas Valley Drive east of Nellis Boulevard, is targeting first-time buyers and will have homes in the $200,000 range. Henderson police have arrested a man in connection with a copper theft ring, which has resulted in more than $780,000 in losses to a local railroad services business. Matthew Rexford faces charges of theft of scrap metal, conspiracy to commit theft, and possession of stolen property. Police said that the wiring was stolen between January and April. this past year.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, due to construction, that left lane is blocked there on Interstate 15 northbound at Charleston. Also, a lot of congestion there on the south side, Interstate 15 south at Spring Mountain. And do expect some moderate volumes there on the Beltway, 215 east at Decatur, and 215 westbound at the airport connector.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Now, I am so happy to have Victoria Seaman on. She is the Las Vegas City Councilman from Ward 2, Councilwoman. She is running for re-election, and she joins us. Victoria, how are you doing?
I'm great, Kevin. How are you?
I am doing absolutely wonderfully. I just want to know how you're doing, how your campaign is doing, because we are, I mean, people are getting the mail-in ballots at their home already, and we're all going to be voting soon.
The sample ballots. I don't think the mail-out ballots are going out for still about the 23rd, I just heard today.
Oh, okay, excellent. Well, I know people say they have gotten, they may just not know the difference between the regular ballot and a sample ballot.
Correct.
Tell me what's going on in your campaign right now.
Well, I got to tell you, we're out in full force. We've been out for months, and you know, we're just educating the people at what's at stake in this election.
Tell me what people are telling you matters to them. I know that, you know, if you look at the fake news media, they'll tell you one thing. You watch Fox News, they'll tell you something else. Tell me, down home, right here in Las Vegas, what are people telling you in Ward 2?
Well, I think, first of all, there's a lot of angry people because of what's happening. I think it's really hard for people to put food on the table and fill their gas tank right now. And so you do have a bit of the public that is really not happy. And then the number one issue, which I know because I'm out there walking and speaking with folks every single day, is public safety. Number one, and that really comes down to how important this election is and what's going to happen at the state legislature, and if we're going to continue with the policies of California on the bail reform and the justice reform. And people don't understand that the crime is up, property crime, burglaries, store theft. I mean, you can literally walk into a Target and walk out with a basket of $1,000 worth of goods and not get arrested. And this is all about bail reform and justice reform. And so when people say the police aren't doing their job, that is false. Their hands are tied, and we need to get folks in the legislature and on your city council that are tough on judges, tough on crime, and really have to understand that the number one issue out there is public safety.
What is there that the city council can do? What is the role of the city council when it comes to law enforcement? And how can Metro help you and the city council in dealing with this crime?
Well, funding and giving the resources they need. That's our job. And we, as this council with the three Republicans, make sure that we never defund our police and we give them all the resources they need. I meet with the captain of the Summerlin Command at least once a month. I have a very good relationship with Metro because they really continue to brief me on what's happening in the ward so that I can help them in any way that I can.
Tell me what type of crimes are we talking about here?
We're talking a lot of property crimes. We're talking theft into the retail stores of people going in and all of our stores are number one targets where they go in and they steal and they just don't pay for it. And again, this all comes down to what is in law. And if you can walk out with over $1,000 worth of goods, then it's not against the law. I mean, it's a citation. You know, you're not going to prevent crime. People need to be accountable. We have people that are doing burglaries, and when they get caught the next day, they're right back on the street committing another burglary. So car burglary, shoplifting, property burglaries, it's out of control.
Are there things we as citizens or the businesses, I mean, every business I know of has security cameras. Are you trying to tell me they can't stop somebody from walking out of their store with a bag full of stuff?
No. No. They don't want the liability of doing that.
So the stores have at least some responsibility in this, in not being more aggressive.
No, not really, because it's not, you know, it's a citation. So you can't wrestle someone down who's got a cart of your stuff when it's a citation. It's a misdemeanor.
So in other words, who we elect as judges, helping Metro do a better job of policing this are all going to be a part of this.
Yes, but in the end, you need judges that are tough on crime. But if they have to go by the NRS statutes, the most important people you're electing are your state legislators, because they're the ones who put the NRS statutes there. So if the maximum a judge can do is a slap on the hand, that's all that's going to happen because that's in NRS statute. But once again, you need judges who are tough on crime too. And right now there's a lot of judges up for office. This election is really important. And I just want to tell your listeners that you need to really research your candidates and make sure you are electing people who understand what's happening with justice reform and bail reform.
Are you supporting any judges? Because I know you have been really great over the years in getting other Republicans elected, other conservatives.
I really am. There are judges that I really like and I really respect, and I'm pushing for them.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about what else is going on in Ward 2. You've got a number of projects that are either ongoing or on the drawing board.
Yes, we do. We had just had a meeting this morning about a park that we want to put in Ward 2. It's going to be a beautiful open space nature park. We have two pools in the working, one that will be at this new park, and this is going to be privately funded by the Sandpipers and private donors, because swimming has become a big thing here, and the one at Veterans Memorial that we have secured SNPLA funding for. There's a lot going on. I'm trying to bring in a children's hospital to Ward 2. I think it's imperative that we have with how fast this city is growing.
No, indeed. I want to ask you, because that kind of brings up something that comes up in conversation with folks that I talk to across the city, and that is the battle that we always face between development and preserving what we love about Las Vegas. Can you talk a little bit about the, about that push-pull that we see? We've seen it at Queens Ridge. We've seen it all over the place. Can you talk a little bit about the push-pull that we have between government and developers and the people that's kind of ongoing?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we have a lot of people moving here. We have a lot of growth here. And we want to make sure that it's smart growth. And the whole Badlands thing is still in the court. I mean, it was in the court when I got elected. It's still in the court. And I want nothing more than to settle this. I've worked on this for 3 years. And you have to understand something. We still have three council members that were there at the beginning of this, and they're still there. So we haven't seen much change in trying to get this settled other than me pushing it 90% of the time that I'm in my office.
Any estimate of how much this has cost the city so far in attorney's fees and all kinds of other things?
It's probably cost the city $4 million. $4 million, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've just stopped agreeing to fund outside lawyers because I want to see them come together and settle. So the last three votes for money for outside attorneys, I voted against.
Is there consensus on the council about this?
No, there isn't. Otherwise, we'd have settlement.
Wow. Well.
Once again, we actually have four council, well, three including the mayor, that were there during the taking of Badlands. And so it's a little hard to get settlement when you still have some of the people who think very differently about the situation.
Well, it will be fascinating to see how this all plays out. If folks want to help you in your campaign, how do they go about doing it?
Oh, victoriaseaman.com. I would love for people to get a yard sign. They just have to email me. I would love if they want to donate. But we're out there in the field, and if you want to talk to me personally, call me on my cell phone, 702-466-0407.
Victoria, always good visiting with you, finding out what the latest is in Ward 2. You got a lot of stuff going on there. Thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you. Talk to you soon, Kevin.
There you go. Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman, Ward 2. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair. to NeoGraft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by doctors of hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We had in the studio CNN on one of our monitors, and one of the things that unfortunately they're talking about now in the Senate is codifying the whole idea of Roe v. Wade, that if you can't do it by the Supreme Court, then you pass a law, you make it a statute, and that's unfortunately. That's unfortunately what we're talking about now. Jonathan Turley is the George Washington University law professor. And I found it interesting. In fact, let's go to cut two real quick. This is Professor Jonathan Turley trying to answer the question, will the Dems codify Roe v. Wade? Listen to this.
I want to ask you about Senate Democrats. They are poised to take a vote to codify Roe versus Wade to protect federal abortion rights. But they don't have the votes to do it. Let's listen to Chuck Schumer from just yesterday on this.
Every American will see how every senator stands. They can't duck it anymore. The Republicans have tried to duck it.
So they don't have the votes to pass this. So are they just doing this for optics? What do you think?
Well, it will be for optics because they can't get anything more than the symbolic vote at this point. The filibuster rule is still in place, and that's going nowhere. And Chuck Schumer himself has much to answer for. You know, he was the one that stood before the Supreme Court and called out Justices Kavanaugh and Gorsuch by name and said that they were going to be held accountable. It's that type of reckless rhetoric which is creating this dangerous situation. Now, if Congress passes that national bill, there will be constitutional challenges. It is possible that it could be upheld, but it will also be challenged. Putting aside the legislation, abortion itself will not be made illegal. In most states, abortion is protected. Most Americans live in those states. And then it will go by case by state by state basis to decide where to draw the line or whether to allow abortion. And that's going to make this a